Hello.
Hello, I think we're doing the Are You Recording? And I'm pretty sure we are.
It's been a long time since we've done this.
It really has.
Somebody asked me the other day, "When are you going to do your next podcast?" And I said, "When we come up with an idea for one."
Right.
And then we
Or are
did.
this and are on the same schedule, but thanks to drugs and
Well,
illness, we now are.
and you're not dying or something.
No, I'm not dying anymore, but wouldn't wish what I had on my worst enemy. It's kind of like being in stage one labor for 3 days.
Poor Laura. Okay, so this is Lori and Laura from the Lexicon. Obviously, if you're accessing our podcast, you're at the Lexicon. Although, given what we're talking about today, maybe somebody does need that explained.
We're not so sure. Some of the time people have actually, read
Things we
anything.
think are, yeah, things we think are pretty obvious, other people don't.
Sometimes aren't. This is sort of like Lori and Laura's snarky podcast when people ask, so what is it like being Alfie and Pell? Well, part of being Alfie and Pell means that we get an awful lot of, shall I call
Stupid
it,
questions.
stupid questions and repetitious email. And it's not so much like it's one email, it's like 30 a day.
My gosh. It's far too many.
So
Far too many.
we kind of came up with a top, what did we say, 10 list,
There's
or is it like a,
12.
it's a
There's actually
12
12.
list.
We sat here a few minutes ago and I said, "What are some things you never want to be asked again?" And we just like rambled these off in a matter of like 2 minutes.
Oh,
And
yeah.
we tried to come up with a good order for them, and like right in the middle I was like, "You know what? These are all equally annoying. I'm just gonna number them and we'll
Oh,
talk
yeah.
about them one at a time."
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not in the mood for snarkiness, or you are afraid that
Maybe this is
maybe
you.
you have emailed us and we will be hurting your feelings. I'm
Yes.
sorry.
Well,
Yeah.
we're using no names here, and like we
No
said,
names.
we do get like 30 emails a day. So really, chances are it's not just you we may be talking
Well,
about.
and
So
didn't you just say that you're getting emails now that says Alfie won't answer me, so I'm emailing you.
yes, which is a joy. Yes. Alfie wasn't answering my question. Pell, will you help me?
Well, here's the
Sure.
thing. I've changed our contact information at the Lexicon where, I say if you need to contact us, here's our email address. I changed it so that I said, before you email us, please read over the frequently asked questions. And, read the lexicon, look at the information that's here before you email me.
Right, which you would think if people actually read a 300-plus page book, they might read the frequently asked questions, but apparently no is the answer to that question.
Yeah, because I said then on I've updated our site to say if you do not get a response to your email, it's because your question is answered at the lexicon, and I
Because
just,
there's a concept, right?
yeah. So let's see, number 12 on our list. I have 12 things here that we just, in a matter of seconds, came up with things we never want to hear again.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12 on our list is, this is honest to God, these are questions. Honest to God, I am not making this up. Every day, I am asked, how do I get an account or log in or become a member? Or join the fan club or something like that. How do I log into the lexicon?
Now, what, whereas
I don't
that may
know.
seem kind of innocuous on the surface, and what's kind of more alarming is that a fair number of those questions come in via a private message, which means they've managed to get an account and become a member, and they're not aware of it. So, it's always a joy.
I don't know. I figure the word login
Was a clue.
the corner or and because if you click the login button, okay, I have never not been a member of the Lexicon since I created it. I've always had an account. So I'm assuming that if you don't have an account and you click the button, doesn't it say you need an account?
Yeah, pretty much it does. And it says
Okay.
register here. It's kind
Register
of
here.
obvious.
Yeah. That's what I
But
figured.
apparently not.
But apparently that isn't easy enough for some people. Okay, number 11 on our list is, and I think we've talked about this in a podcast even.
We've talked about it in a podcast. It's in at least three threads that I can think of on
and
the
it's on the
forums.
Frequently asked questions.
And
yeah.
Not for nothing, but she signed it.
Yeah. Who is the artist that drew the picture at the top of the lexicon?
Who, once more with feeling, her name is
Leela Starsky.
Starsky, a.k.a. Kate, who is the person who drew the picture at the top. And in fact, you can even see it signed Leela Starsky in the bottom right-hand corner.
Because all of her, she must have a stamp. Does she have a stamp?
It must be a stamp. It's a very stylized way that she writes her name, but it's on all of her pictures.
Because it's the exact same.
She does pictures for Star Wars and Harry Potter and Us and a couple other things, but she's probably most famous for her Star Wars and Harry Potter pictures.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. That's easy. That Number 10. Now getting down to some of the more nitty-gritty things.
Yeah, because and it's not as if there's not any number of discussion threads on this on our forum either, but it's...
Why did Bella say no to Edward's proposal? Now, come on, folks. Am I going to answer that? I mean, most of these questions, I think to myself, am I going to answer? Am I really going to tell you that?
It's like, well, she kind of tells him a couple of different reasons, you know, and there's a big long thread on it on the lexicon.
Why did
there's
Bella say no? I don't. Read Eclipse. Isn't that what we've all been told? Read Eclipse. But yet, I am asked that endlessly. What was that? There's like this one email I have. Maybe we should, when we're done with all these questions, we could read some of our bad emails, our wall of shame emails. Because that question gets lumped in. Some people just send questions after question after question, and that one's always lumped in there. Why did she say no? Okay, number 9 on our list. Now we are really getting, it's like fingernails on the chalkboard, these questions are. I mean, really.
Oh, gosh.
They make me tense up.
This is the one that I think I get at least 20 a day.
I get 20
a day on this
twitches.
One.
What is
EEPROM?
What is EEPROM? Or can you tell me about EEPROM? Or where is it being held? Or anything about EEPROM?
Or what kills me, but my personal favorite was the day we put up, because so many emails a day.
Yeah.
And I put up on the site this big thing on, attention everyone, what we know and what we don't know about EEPROM. When we have more details, we will put it up here. And at least 3 people went, oh, I need more emails. Can you email me? I'm like, no. Just no. No. Please read the above. Please read the above.
They responded to it, but they didn't read it.
They didn't read it.
You know what, folks? We don't know anything more about as this date and time was today. It is really
January the 26th.
It is really early in the morning.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, actually, it's January the 27th then. Yeah.
Okay, so as of this moment, and you know what? I've spoken to Stephanie on the phone. I spoke on the phone to her about 2 days ago, and I've had 2 emails from her. All right? If there was more information on Eclipse Prom as of this moment, don't you think it would be posted at the lexicon? There is no information.
Secret. We're not sharing with anyone. We're not going to tell anyone. We're hogging EEPROM all to ourselves.
Yeah. EEPROM. Everybody but you is invited. Okay, number eight. Those fingernails are raking on the chalkboard now.
Yeah.
Here will Bella be a vampire? No. Just because you asked, no.
Never. Never. In fact, we're going to make sure that Jacob eats her for lunch. That's going to be Bella's fate.
I think I'm going to start telling people that Bella's going to become a mermaid.
Yes, and then she's eaten by a polar bear.
And then she's eaten by a polar bear, yeah.
That would be good.
Okay, number 7. Oh, you take this one.
Oh, gosh. God love one of our moderators, Erie, from Spain, who is one of the mods on our help forum. And there's a big thread posted at the top of the help forum that is entitled Avatar Help Thread. I don't know how much more obvious it could be. And there's also another thread that's called Easy Avatar Instructions. what is ironic about this is that two people who speak Spanish as a first language have written clear instructions on both these threads, yet people will post other new threads going, how do I get an avatar? How do I get a picture?
How do I make an avatar?
Poor Erie even has in her signature right now, folks, something that says, need help with an avatar? Click here. The word here is in big letters. Read, please. The girl's going to leave us, folks. Read. Oh, there are I just keep laughing because they're really clear instructions written by people who are from Spain and Argentina and speak Spanish as a first language, and people aren't following it, and it's in really clear English. I mean, it's just, it's like beyond ironic. So, you know. Oh, please, don't make Erie leave us. Please don't. Please don't.
She'll run away. I'm not dealing with these crazies anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now these, almost like the next four or five are pretty equally
irritating.
Just drive me nuts. Number six is, can I have Stephanie's personal email?
Absolutely. We're also going to give you her cell phone number.
And her home address. Number.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to give you a picture so that you could drive right up the front drive so you can't mistake the house.
You know,
sarcasm, folks.
Email after email after email. Well, see, now I start getting emails that are actually for Stephanie. I mean,
personal emails. I haven't gotten those yet. No one has yet mistaken me for Stephanie.
They actually, they send it to me and they say, I figure this is your address because there isn't another address. And I've just kind of started.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have that delight yet. I just get emails from you because you don't answer them.
I have, it's the trickle-down effect. Mm-hmm. Stephanie doesn't answer emails, so they send it to me. I don't answer emails, so they send it to you. I wonder who's next.
Oh, I don't know. Remember Erie, who we said we don't
want
to quit?
It might be Erie.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh.
But see, I have like this little, I have a note that's saved that says, I think I just copy. I copied it from another email because I, honest to God, I had 10 emails in like 2 minutes of each other about, you know, I'm trying to find Stephanie's email and I'd really like to tell her my feelings on her book personally. Can you send me her email? No, no, there's a reason why she doesn't make it public.
Again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of email, actually, tangential email, another sort of email issue. Here's a clue. When it says, hello, everyone, hi, all, dear folks, that would indicate that it would be plural. In other words, it's a site email that went out to all 2,000 members of the lexicon. I didn't, or Alfie didn't, just personally email you. So when it says, just a reminder, everybody, that, you know, whatever, we're not singling you out personally. It's an email that went to thousands of people.
Yeah,
I
because
can't tell you how
we
many
will,
emails
we will get...
DMs I get back that say, but I never did that. I'm like, ugh.
I never did anything wrong. Why did you tell me I did something wrong? That was you in the general sense.
Yes, you, as in you plural.
You plural.
As indicated by the dear everyone, hi all. Dear folks,
you're getting off on a tangent.
Tip.
We have to talk about number five, which if we had CJ here, I could just turn it over to her.
Or poor Taxi too. God love Taxi, because Taxi I think has answered this question every time it comes up, and it's even posted it the personal correspondence and everything, because it was a question that people asked really early on, and that was, you know, can vampires have children? And Stephanie even said, no, they, you know, vampires.
It's frozen.
It's frozen. They're frozen in time. You know, and if a person was pregnant when turned into a vampire, well, they'd be stuck.
They'd be stuck pregnant.
Pregnant, which really kind of sucks, frankly.
Yeah. So, our thing that's annoying, the thing that annoys, that is getting to be to the point of annoying, is like Vampire Bella and Edward having a baby in fan fiction. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Like,
it's like the twist. Everyone thinks this is the new twist. Everyone yes. thinks this is the new twist. Oh, like and then she gets pregnant.
It's like vampire equals sterile. Or here's the thing. If this were possible, surely the Volturi would have noticed this by now. I mean, why would they have to go out and make new vampires if you could just procreate a whole little tribe of them? You know, it doesn't make any sense to go and make a new one. You could get one the old-fashioned way. So, you know, I mean, Carlisle, folks, the man's been around for 600 years. If this were possible, surely this would have floated up on his radar by now. Okay. Rolling on along to our next
number
question.
Four. Number four was actually, you know what, the first time I heard about this was from Stephanie. No. It was from Stephanie. It was like in one of my first emails to her. Like I had asked her a bunch of questions and then she responded. And then my next set of questions, I said, I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm getting too technical or if I'm grossing you out at any point, because I was trying to figure out what, you know, I think I was asking, do vampires take showers? Do they bathe? Because it always seems like they're so clean. Do they take showers? You know, I know they don't go to the bathroom, but do they get dirty? And she said, no, that doesn't gross me out at all. You know, they don't sweat, but they do get dirty, so they have to clean up a little bit. She said, believe it or not, the gross question I get asked all the time is, what does Edward do when Bella has her period? I just got an email the other day, in fact. Didn't I just show it to you?
Yes.
I just show it to you. It was like,
oh, I wish I could say the freakishly very non-PG-13 answer I had to that question earlier, and I just I don't know that I can express what I said in a
no, you
non-rated
can't.
R fashion.
You can't.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
You just have to shut up.
I do.
What
yeah.
does Edward do when Bella has her period? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. He's not
just,
inhales he's not
deeply.
Gross. He's not gross like that. That's you just know, nasty. That's just nasty.
Oh, I know what I could say. You know, folks, kind of like what happens with the family dog. That's what Edward does.
Oh, gross.
That's about the best way I can put it. Think of Edward as the family golden retriever.
Oh,
and
stop.
Any of you with pets know what I'm talking about.
Okay, we need to move on. This has gone from bad to worse.
So wait,
okay,
so actually,
this needs
the good
to be
quote
subtitled.
From Stephanie was, Edward is too much of a gentleman to say anything. That's the answer.
This podcast needs to be subtitled, Laura is on drugs.
I am.
On heavy medication.
I'm responsible for my actions. I'm on heavy medication, folks.
Lori hasn't slept in like 2 days.
Yes, because Lori's husband is on heavy medication. And Lori probably should be medicated at this point.
And so we're just giggly.
A little punchy, yeah.
A little punch drunk.
I think
okay.
It's amazing that I answered that PG-13-ish.
Number three on our list.
Oh, God help us. I hate this.
Here we go. We're getting to the top three. How can Jasper and Alice use their powers on Bella, but Edward and the Volturi can't?
Can't!
There it is. You guys, this question, I know those of you who are really good fans, who have read everything that you can possibly read, think that question is just as annoying as we think that question is. That question is so annoying. So
and
annoying.
And poor Taxi and I think Silly Bella, too, are the two that have answered this the most times. Like,
that question
forever.
Is so annoying that on Stephanie's own website, not the lexicon. I mean, it's posted at the lexicon, but on Stephanie's own website.
It's question number
it
one.
It is question number one in her frequently asked questions in the New Moon section. Not in Twilight, but
and,
in the New
and
Moon
not
section.
That it's not a legitimate question, because it is really a legitimate question, but it's like, why can't people just read the facts? Because if they just read, they wouldn't ask us. It's like there in plain sight, the answer to the question.
I mean, these people have the ability to, they know that the lexicon is there, and they probably found the lexicon through Stephanie's site. So I always assume that when I get an email from someone, it is somebody who has seen, at least can acknowledge the fact that it exists. Stephanie's website and the lexicon, obviously, or else they wouldn't have gotten my email. So they've seen the sights. They've obviously looked over to the right side and seen contact us and clicked that button. You know?
Yep.
They have that ability. Why cannot they read? Just the record. For the record. So it's out there. Stephanie says, Bella has a very private mind. She can't be touched there. What Edward and Aro do is clearly a mental thing. Jane also works inside the head. Jane doesn't actually inflict pain on anyone's body. She just puts the illusion of pain inside her victim's head. It's a very effective form of torture. Conversely, what Jasper does is no illusion. He affects the physical body, slowing the pulse and upping the endorphin levels to calm someone. Or raising the pulse and pumping out the adrenaline to excite them. Alice also works outside the mind in the realm of realities. She doesn't see the thought process behind the decisions, just the outcomes. So see, if it deals with getting inside Bella's head, it doesn't work. The power doesn't work. All right, so that's the official answer from Stephanie herself.
Asked and answered a million times.
Number two, drum roll.
No.
When is Eclipse coming out?
2012. And in fact, I have a preview copy. I'm not sharing it with anyone. I've stolen it from Stephanie, and it's mine. Mine, mine, do you hear?
Or can you speed it up? You know what? They don't release books back to back because
you know
they
I'm
want
to get right on that. I'm going to go down to Little Brown and tell
them. I know.
You get right on that and speed that up for us, folks.
You know, at this point in time, I don't think it has a cover yet.
It's coming out in fall 2007, and ain't nobody gonna speed it
up. But see, I also get, you know, can Midnight Sun? Well, in relation to this, what is Midnight Sun? What is Breaking Dawn?
What is Breaking Dawn?
Yeah, and when are these books coming out? And that's answered on the lexicon in the frequently asked questions.
It's answered on Stephanie's
Eclipse
site
is the
too.
Next book, and it's in fall, and that next should be Breaking Dawn, and that it's tentative. Release date, what they're aiming for is fall of 2008, and that somewhere thereafter, Stephanie would like to publish Midnight Sun. She doesn't even have a contract to publish Midnight Sun. Midnight Sun isn't even finished. Can we speed it up? No. We have nothing to do with that.
Nope.
That's the publisher decides when the books come out. Okay, and our number one question that we never want to be asked ever again, but I guarantee you, this will go out onto the internet, and we'll probably get...
I never even want them to make this thing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go. Drum roll, please. Number one question is, when is the movie coming out? Or, in relation to that, can you get me an audition? I would be the perfect Bella.
Yes. Or is Henry Cavill going to be Edward? And I like him because, or I don't like him because, at this point,
I don't think you should cast him.
Career better than anybody else.
Oh my gosh! I don't ever want to hear anything about the movie ever again, until it's a done deal.
Never.
Nothing.
And I live in fear of the whining that's going to happen when they actually cast the movie
but you know
and
what?
Don't cast who they're thinking.
When they cast Harry Potter, I don't remember all that. I remember when Sirius and Remus got cast. There was a lot of whining about that.
They didn't whine about the kids because they were three unknowns, which was perfect. I would be so happy if they would just cast unknowns in the Twilight movie. The amount of whining that went on over... Gary Oldman and David Thewlis being Sirius Black and Remus Lupin was insane.
Because everybody wanted Ewan McGregor.
Recently was over Helena Bonham Carter being
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix Lestrange. It's like
she looks good
stop.
Though.
She does, and it's like stop.
And so you
whining.
Know what? There is no one on the planet that looks like Edward. Not a single one.
Yep, exactly.
Not a single one. No one is as beautiful as and perfect as Stephanie has described Edward.
Right.
And so
besides,
nobody's going to be right.
Even as much as she has described the features, there are certain ways that those features are refined and everything in our own heads that play out to what is appealing to us. I mean, it's never going to be a human being. You're right. They're never going to come up with the perfect person.
I would rather they cast unknowns. I would love it if they cast unknowns.
Oh, absolutely.
And we all went into the movie as with no preconceived notions. But see, here's the thing. There's not even a finished script for the movie. There's no director. There's no filming date. They're not holding auditions. And I cannot get you an audition. Even if there was a movie being made, I can't get you
an
audition.
At this point, the movie is like a definite maybe. That's what we determine. It's a definite
maybe. It's still in the works. Yeah.
And there are like even the films that are nominated this year for the Oscars, there are so many of them that like sat around for years before somebody got up to decide to actually make the film. A lot of films sit around for like 10 years before somebody makes them. So who knows, you know, in 20, I can't even do math anymore.
You're so drugged up.
Thank you.
But you know what?
2017.
Don't send me your resume. Don't send me your headshot. Don't send me the reasons why
Please
you
don't.
Should play Bella because you have brown hair and brown eyes. So does half the population of the planet, you know?
Help you.
Brown hair, brown
eyes.
We
went to your genetics class. We know what recessive and dominant genes are. Please stop sending us things.
I have to say, my favorite email in regards to the movie came from a girl who she sent me her resume, she sent me her headshot. It looked very professional. I mean, she'd obviously been taught how to make a resume, and you know, she'd obviously done work, and yeah, it was great, except for the fact that she wasn't white.
Physically like the character
she
at all.
Wasn't
Bella's
white.
Described as brown hair, pale white skin.
Bella is Caucasian, and this girl sent me her headshot and resume, and she wasn't white. I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
A lot of things you can change, but that's kind of, you know, especially when it's sort of part of the plot line, it's a little difficult.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that changes who her parents are. That changes a lot.
Yeah, in the land of probability of Charlie otherwise than being the police chief of, not real high.
Anyway, so that's our list. That's our list. Did we do?
That's our list.
I wonder if we did. Did we do good? I hope we didn't piss everybody off.
Pretty well here, time-wise. Here, let's see, 27 minutes. That was pretty good. And that's like I said, it's just, and it's not like we've just had one email. We have
massive.
Like 30. So, you know, maybe you can laugh along with us, or if you've sent one of those, maybe you can, you know, laugh at yourself and, you know, smack your head and go, "Duh, I should have looked that one up." I mean, I do that too. There are times when I'm like, "Oh, duh, should have thought of that," you know. So. Anyway.
Should we read some of our bad emails or not?
Oh.
Or is that just mean?
Let's see. Well, you have more bad emails than I do.
I have lots.
I didn't save them until recently.
I have lots. I should... I think this one is infamous in the chat room. No names. I won't mention any names. This email is my all-time favorite email. It all pretty much goes downhill from here. I mean, this is it. This is the entirety of the email, and I don't even know if I can do it justice. You have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I was just saying, a lot of mine are more visual. They're not so much podcast material as you have to look for, look at the wording.
Because there is no punctuation. Aside from ellipses, you know, dot, dot, dot. There's no punctuation at all, and it's in NetSpeak. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is what it says. You spelled Stephanie wrong. Stephanie. Just to let you know, because, I mean, it is a Stephanie Meyer fan listing thing, so you might want to correct that. I honestly pretty much fell out of my chair laughing. That is my all-time favorite email right there.
Yeah.
I do believe I emailed this person back and said, I got snarky on this one and said, go pick up your cover, go look at the cover of Twilight.
Read her name.
And tell me how they spell Stephanie.
one more time slowly with feeling.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
And I love it when people email me telling me things that they think I don't know. I love that. I got an email
today telling
me that Bella's middle name was Marie. Mm-hmm. And I should update the lexicon to include that information. Okay. Okay.
I'm now down to getting emails that say, Alfie isn't answering me. Can you make Alfie answer me? Trust me, folks. There is very little in life I can make Alfie do. Believe me. I'll send that psychic energy over to Tennessee. Not a lot I can force Alfie to do, folks. There really isn't.
That's my Alfie just sits and reads her emails and giggles.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite email ever is just so much more of a visual. I don't know that I can do mine.
Was it that one you just showed me?
Yeah. I don't know if I can. It was back when I was saying that, you know, when I send out like group emails to the sites, I constantly get back like personal emails from people saying, but I didn't do that. And it's like, please note, it said hello all, meaning everyone. This is my personal favorite. I'll read it and then I'll explain how it's spelled. It says, excuse me, but I don't think I ever flamed anyone. Don't even know you. If I did flame, send what I wrote. But until then, I don't apologize for anything. Excuse me is spelled E-X-C-U-S. I can't even say this right. X-C-U-S-E. There's no capitalization. Anyone is any and then the number one. No is
N-O-E. That's
U
my favorite.
Is the letter U. What is W-A-T. Then is D-E-N.
Den. It's Den.
I guess she's from Chicago. four is the number four. And I just thought, okay. And I just like, okay, hello, Sparky. Please notice that it says hello all. Yeah. Oh, well. And I get like, 10 of those every time I send out an email to 2,500 people.
I've gotten a couple of those.
It's a joy. It's a joy.
I'm going through my wall of shame emails looking for, any funny ones that I
could read. I have more of those for my fan fiction site. I don't have... I have...
Oh, yes, I found one. I found one. I very nearly got in a fight with this person. This person emailed me and said, I'm a big fan of the Twilight series, and I noticed a big flaw in the description of Bella. She does not have brown hair and brown eyes. It says in the beginning of Twilight that she has red hair, blue eyes, and ivory skin. Sorry.
What?
Sorry for the inconvenience, but I think it should be to what the book says. I got in like a fight with this person.
That's hysterical. Yeah. And I can pretty much guarantee to you, having myself red hair and blue eyes, I would have noticed immediately had I encountered a character with red hair and blue eyes, because frankly, I'm still waiting to find one. Bella definitely doesn't have that.
Red hair and blue eyes is unusual.
It's a
green and brown eyes. Green and brown eyes, but
yeah, it is. It's a pretty unusual combination. Like literally, I've never encountered a heroine who has, my coloring. So I would have noticed immediately. So not the description.
And I love it when people ask me to give them a hint.
Yes, because you were like, going to break that confidentiality agreement there.
So I was wondering what I can expect for the third book. Maybe you can give me a hint, please. I promise I won't tell anyone. Okay.
Because you always share with strangers you've never met before in your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess at what time are we at?
We are at, where are we at?
Oh, wait, I found another great one. Another great one that just...
Go for it.
So bad. They're so bad that they make me... They are a little bit entertaining because I just get into a fit of giggles reading some of these. Because it seems so obvious to me. And this one was pretty recent. Is there a fan fiction or fan art section of the site? Okay, that's a fairly decent question right there. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. Will you be adding one? I could handle that too, because I don't think that's in the frequently asked questions. Mm-hmm. But this one, this question, same email. If not, do you have links to some? Yeah, in the links section.
In fact, there's a big old button to my fan fiction site right there. Yes, indeedy.
It just makes me giggle.
Yes, it's like, when in doubt, read. Read, read, read.
Yeah, we could get so snarky. Could get...
Which we did.
Snarky, we have, yeah.
But it's, you know, welcome to Alfie and Pell's world.
That's our world. That is the world, world I live in. It's like a Genesis song. This is the world we live in. Okay, you know it's late and I am high on giggles when I'm singing Genesis.
And I'm just on serious meds here. So,
okay.
Know, another part of my delight was, you know, being on med for a week. I come back to the lexicon. It's like, oh, good. I have to, like, delete, like, 50 spam links now. It was lots of fun.
I took care of some of them.
You did, but then there were more, and I was like,
Should we say something in closing about the fact that we're not going to be at the prom? I put it on the front page of the lexicon.
Yes.
But maybe they wanted...
Yes, because we probably will start getting questions on this next
time. Yeah, when are you going... Are you coming to prom? No. We were. We really, really want to. And... If I had $1 million, I probably could. But see, Laura has this, is it through Marriott?
Yeah, I have, like, hotel points at Marriott, so I could have, like, stayed for free in Phoenix.
So, hotel was covered.
And then Alfie and I would have, like, split a car.
Spit. But what happened, you said spit.
Spit. Look, it's the drugs, you know. And as we've alluded to several times during this podcast, I've had a pretty, like, nasty illness.
Very nasty illness.
Which basically made me miss a lot of work, and I'm still on medication right now, and I'm a little loopy.
No.
No, you wouldn't notice that, would you? So I can't go because I can't get the time off of work because I have used so much time already, I can't get the time. So I'm not going. So that kind of knocked out.
Which means my hotel is gone, and which means half of my car is gone. And I could probably get someone to split a hotel room and a car with, but I don't know. It just, having to pay for the hotel really was one of the, not having to pay for the hotel was one of the reasons why I was going, or I could afford to go, because I have a couple other trips planned this year that have been planned long before EPROM was even an idea, I think.
I was going to say, in fact, one of them was even planned long before, like, you even read Twilight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, since Laura couldn't go, it was a domino effect. Since Laura couldn't go, I couldn't go. And Imogen was only going to be over here for, like, 2 days. She wasn't even going to be here 48 hours. It was like come and go. And she was going to sleep on the floor in our hotel room. So or a bunk or whatever in our hotel room because she was only going to be there one night. So since we weren't going to go, the hotel room was gone. So Imogen isn't coming to prom either. So it was totally the domino effect. But Imogen will be in Spain. She's I gave her the email address for the Spanish lexicon people. Javier, I think, is that person's name. And
yes.
She's going to be there for 3 days. Apparently there's some big event on Friday that she won't be there for. But she'll be there for the other things. And so she'll get to be in Spain, and she'll get to meet Stephanie then and get her book signed. She's been all about, when do I get my book signed? I want my book signed. I told her to send me her books, and I'd have Stephanie sign them, but that didn't happen. She didn't send me her books. So you'll get to see, if you go, if you're in Spain, you'll get to see Imogen. And then I think Laura and I will, I'll probably go out and visit Laura when Stephanie's on tour. I can't imagine that she wouldn't go to New York, right?
I would think it would be, I mean, if for no other reason, Little Brown is headquartered in New York. I mean, it would just, you know, kind of stand to reason you would certainly be where the publishing company is. So,
so when she tours for Eclipse, and she's in New York or whatever, I'll probably go to New York and visit with Laura, and we'll take in some shows, because why else would I go to New York but to see my friends and to see shows? I've done all the tourist stuff.
Right. Yep. And to eat in Emmett's, because, you know.
I haven't eaten at Emmett's. That's right.
That's right, you haven't.
I haven't. You guys went there. You discovered it without me. I wasn't there for that.
Well, it was me having a dumb moment and suggesting that we go to a place named Emmett's. And Stephanie's like, oh, we definitely have to go there.
We have to go there.
And I'm like, oh, duh, Emmett's.
So, we have some things in the works to do instead of our little e-prom, and we'll keep you notified. Stephanie's involved in some of them and trying to make it a little bit easier on those of us who can't go to prom.
But still want us to have some sort of fun.
Right. So we're working on some things. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get your hopes up that anything big is going to happen until we have it set in stone. So cross your fingers that something good will happen. I've got my fingers crossed for it. And then we'll all get to have some fun. The people that aren't there will still get to have some fun.
Right, right, right.
So that's about it. So
that's
we wrapped up the snarky
we
podcast.
Snarky now cryptic talk of stuff coming around EEPROM. So stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. And now that it's way late, and we are super giggly.
Yes, I just noticed it's 2:20 in the morning my time.
Uh huh. Is that a problem?
Okay.
Okay.
No, why would that be a problem?
Well, we'll hang up then and we'll say goodnight to everyone, and we will see you around the lexicon. Hope you enjoy our giggly questions. And please, if you listen to this, don't ever ask me these questions.
Oh, please, no more.
You know we're going to get emails. The minute this is posted, we're going to get emails about all this stuff. There'll be jokes. Bree is probably just waiting to tease us with something.
That's right.
They'll all be
That's
snarky.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, folks.